From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that lawmakers in Albany and Governor Kathy Hochul signed into law a second extension to the April 1st budget deadline. The leaders of the Senate and Assembly and the governor now have until April 17th to strike a deal on the budget. The main impasse is whether or not to make changes to the state's bail law, where those considered innocent until proven guilty are held by the state. Passing the extension included a measure to keep paychecks coming to the state's 83,000 workers. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County Assemblyperson Sarah Hannah Strasta, a progressive Democrat, is blaming Governor Kathy Hochul for the delay in the state budget. Strasta said Hochul is not compromising on bail reform issues. She said, and I quote, "It's not in good faith because if it was in good faith, maybe she should have talked about bail reform and everything else all at the same time. Why is she holding up everything else just to get this thing out of the budget process first?" End quote. Both Hochul and the progressives want to get rid of bail, with the state holding people considered innocent by the courts, but Hochul seems to want more judicial discretion, while Strasta and other progressives want better clarification on how judges are to interpret any law so that minorities get a fair deal. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul on April 10th nominated Rowan Wilson to serve as New York's chief judge. Hochul's previous nominee, Hector LaSalle, was rejected by both the Senate Judiciary Committee and the full state Senate. Wilson, if confirmed, would be the first black chief judge in New York history. Wilson is currently an associate judge on the State Court of Appeals, and Hochul also nominated attorney Caitlin Halligan to fill his spot there. Hochul also nominated Joseph Zayas to serve as chief administrative judge of the court system. Hochul may have an easier time getting Wilson confirmed as Deputy Senate Majority Leader Mike Gianaris, a critic of the LaSalle nomination, came out backing the new nominee, saying, and I quote, "I commend Governor Hochul for selecting Judge Rowan Wilson and Caitlin Halligan for appointments to the Court of Appeals. I am particularly excited about the prospect of Judge Wilson leading our state's highest court as chief judge," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that after a Texas judge ruled April 7th that it knows better than the Food and Drug Administration and effectively removed approval of the most commonly used method of abortion in the U.S., Ulster County-based Representative Pat Ryan reintroduced a bill on April 10th which would reaffirm that the FDA, and I quote, "has clear and preemptive authority to regulate abortion medication," end quote, and I quote, "not extremist courts," end quote. But unless he can convince several Republicans to vote in committee and on the floor for his bill, it won't go anywhere in the GOP-controlled House of Representatives. Ryan originally introduced the bill last fall when Democrats controlled the House and he represented the 19th Congressional District. Now Ryan represents the 18th Congressional District, and the Republican majority leaves him virtually powerless to pass legislation to make mifepristone accessible to women in New York and elsewhere. Ryan said, and I quote, "Mifepristone is a safe and effective medication that has been prescribed by doctors over two decades since the FDA approved it. However, the Texas decision has nothing to do with science or medicine and everything to do with radical groups whose only goal is a national abortion ban," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "My priority is protecting abortion access for women in New York and across the country. This legislation will reaffirm the FDA's approval authority and protect doctors who use telemedicine to prescribe medication abortion," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.